Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Python for Everybody, Exploring Data in Python 3s by Charles R. Severance is a foundational text designed with the beginner in mind, guiding readers through the fundamentals of programming using Python, one of the most popular and easy to learn programming languages in today's technological landscape. This book is built around the philosophy that everyone should learn to code, and Python provides a solid platform due to its simplicity and breadth of application. The book uses simple language and concepts to teach programming in a systematic way, progressing from basic principles like variables and loops to more advanced topics such as data structures and database management. With its focus on practical exercises, the book encourages hands-on learning and helps readers understand how to manipulate data effectively to solve real-world problems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, basic programming concepts. Python for Everybody starts with the essentials of Python, introducing readers to basic programming concepts such as variables, types, and conditionals. These foundational ideas are crucial as they form the building blocks of more complex programs. Charles R. Severance explains these concepts in a clear and concise manner, making them accessible even to those with no prior experience in programming. The book also discusses the importance of these concepts in creating efficient and effective programs. Readers learn to write simple Python scripts that perform basic computational tasks using these constructs, setting a strong foundation for more advanced programming. Secondly, functions and loops. A significant portion of the book is dedicated to explaining functions and control structures like loops. Functions allow for code reusability and help make programs more organized and modular. Severance provides readers with numerous examples to grasp how functions encapsulate code for specific tasks, which can then be executed multiple times from anywhere within a program. Loops, on the other hand, make it possible to perform repetitive tasks efficiently. The book covers different types of loops, such as while loops and for loops, and their applications in programming, helping learners automate tasks and manage large datasets effortlessly. Thirdly, data structures. Understanding data structures is pivotal in learning how to manage data effectively. Python for Everybody delves into several important data structures, including lists, dictionaries, and tuples. Each of these structures is discussed with practical examples and their suitability for different kinds of data operations. For instance, lists are used for ordered sequences of items, dictionaries for key-value pairs, and tuples for unchangeable grouped items. The book provides exercises that help solidify the understanding of each data structure, showing how they are used in data analysis and manipulation tasks. Fourthly, files and databases. As the book progresses, Severance introduces readers to working with files and databases, an essential skill for handling data. The content includes how to read from and write to files in Python, which prepares learners for tasks like data logging and persistence. Furthermore, it covers basic database interactions using SQL within Python, offering a primer on how databases can be utilized to store, retrieve, and analyze data. This section equips readers with the necessary tools to start working on Python projects that require persistent data storage and sophisticated data retrieval techniques. Lastly, handling network data. In today's interconnected world, the ability to handle network data is invaluable. Python for Everybody explores how Python can be used to connect to web servers, make network requests, and process web data. The book includes explanations on parsing XML and JSON data structures, which are commonly used for network data interchange. This topic prepares readers to integrate and use data from the internet within their Python programs, expanding the scope of their projects to include web and network-based applications. In conclusion, Python for Everybody, Exploring Data in Python 3s, is an excellent resource for beginners who are eager to dive into the world of programming and data analysis. The simple and structured approach taken by Charles R. Severance makes this book suitable for self-learners and students in academic settings alike. Readers who wish to understand programming concepts and apply them in practical, data-oriented projects will find this book immensely helpful. Not only does it lay down the basics of programming in Python, but it also inspires readers to explore further into data handling and analysis, making it a valuable starting point for anyone looking to enhance their career or personal projects with programming skills. If you would like to support Charles R. Severance, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.